Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Yeah, here we are. Back at it again with the same old problems. Just because it's a new year doesn't mean things change.
Right.
Help out people that have been ghosted like we're going to do right now with Ryan. Alex Audrey, say hello to Ryan.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you?
All right. Good. So we're going to see if we can get you some resolution. But first, tell us about how you and Alyssa met.
Well, I feel like I'm a few years too late, but I'm kind of new to the whole dating online thing. And I thought I would give it a chance. And if I was going to do it, I thought, you know, because I have so many friends who joke about it. I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to be serious about it. And I did. And I found Alyssa. She seemed very accomplished, put together, very cool. So, yeah, that's kind of how we met.
So tell us about the date. How did that go?
It was pretty good. We went to a really nice dinner. We just had a nice night. We kind of had like a little nice walk and talk, you know, and it was really good. I thought it went well. I'm kind of a traditional guy. So a lot of the, you know, holding the doors, brought flowers to her. It was fine. It was really nice. I thought it went well. I felt really good about it at the end of it. And then nothing.
Audrey, has a guy ever taken you flowers on a first date?
No.
I think it's a lot.
It's a lot to bring flowers on the first date. Back in the day, that was a sweet gesture and I think pretty common. But now it's apparently not. Got Alyssa on the phone who has agreed to talk to us about what happened. Alyssa, thank you first and foremost. Secondly, will you tell us why you decided to ghost Ryan?
Sure. I mean, I honestly didn't want to like say anything to him about it. And it's kind of hard to like put into words because I think it's going to make me sound bad.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, well, you know what? Appreciate your honesty, and I think not being honest is the worst thing.
Mm-hmm. Own it.
Own it.
Okay, well, from the start, he was just too much. Like, he showed up with, like, a bouquet of flowers, and I was just trying to go on, like, a casual date, and it felt, I don't know, like he was, like, putting so much pressure on it and being so serious. And he even, like, made a comment that, well, I would have brought chocolates, too, but
no.
Couldn't get to the store. And I was like, it's a lot, right? Like, I just want a chill guy, not a guy, like, who's trying to live in, like, a rom-com. It gave me the ick, you
it
know? Like,
did?
Yes, it was just all so cheesy, and it was just, like, I was just cringing the whole time inside. And for me, there's just like no coming back from that point with
Dang.
Me.
Wow. I thought something like bringing flowers would be a romantic, kind gesture.
Yeah.
It like felt like I was on going to prom. It was just all too much. Like it, you know what I, it just, it put a lot of pressure on me and It was our first date.
Yeah, no, I get it. You wanted something casual and that did not feel casual.
Right.
I know Alex asked you earlier if anybody's ever done that. You said no, but what if someone did do that?
I rolled up to a date.
Yeah, go ahead.
The guy from Hinge.
Yes.
Be honest.
And he walks up with a bouquet of flowers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While that is very nice on the surface, I do feel like I would be cringing a little bit inside.
You would?
Yes. And don't look at me like that.
Hey, I am too. And I'm not even on the date.
Wait, why?
It's a lot, like she said. Just it's too much like romance for someone you just met. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's like we're just getting to know each other. And
but isn't it better than him putting in no effort at all?
It just needs to be more casual, like she said. Like, we're slowly getting into this. Don't love bomb me. That's giving me love bomb vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of added pressure to the date.
It does.
You know, then a casual, like how you said, a guy just rolling up like with nothing. That's how I would want it. Because it doesn't feel like pressure and less attention drawn to you. Guy rolling up with a bouquet of flowers and chocolates on a first date.
Yeah.
But what I hear is, from women, I want a guy to put some effort into it. Then I'm hearing you say now that it's like, don't put too much effort into it.
No, that's not necessarily too much effort. I mean, effort can be shown in different ways.
Yep.
Planning a date out is great. That's great effort. I love that. Having an itinerary for us, showing up, just doing all the right things. It doesn't necessarily mean flowers. That starts teetering into love bombing, I think.
Yeah. Can you imagine showing up to the date with all those flowers and like chocolates and not having anything to say? I'd rather have something to say and have conversation without the flowers, that, like given that department.
And then once we're actually dating, that's when you can put effort towards gestures like that.
Okay. Ryan, do you want to make any comments here?
that was a lot to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really apologize for being a traditional guy. You know, I kind of like being like that. And, aww, you know, if that's too cringy, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I guess I'll just have to, you know, keep going at it and find somebody who appreciates that kind of thing and thinks about it in the same way.
I like that now.
Yeah, it's nice. It's changed on me. Just...
It is kind. Mm-hmm. I dated a woman, and I say dated loosely. Like, we went out on a couple mm-hmm. dates, and she sent me a bouquet of flowers.
Wait, she did?
She did, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Who well, died
I mean, look
family.
At me for a moment. But then ask that question again.
But that's just weird. But that's, like, being different. It stands out.
It totally stood out. I'll never forget that woman because she sent me flowers. I was like, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just thought of something else. Mm. Okay, in the old traditional times, when a guy would bring flowers on the first date, it's usually because he already knew the woman. Mm-hmm. You know, they had met through social circles, so it made sense for him to do that because it wasn't the first time. Uh-huh. This guy met her on an app. If I meet a guy on an app, I know he's dating multiple people. He's going on first dates a lot. And he rolls up to me with flowers. I automatically assume this is what he does with
everyone. That's
everybody.
His thing. Yeah, that's fair. That's,
so it's less special as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, take it all in, Ryan.
No joke.
I guess this is not the one, but like you said, you just need to find someone that fits your same, similar mindset. Good luck, Alyssa, and thank you both.
Thank you.